Volume 1, The Introduction to the You're a Gift series, I laid out three objectives, one of them being to honor the gift givers in my life by telling their stories and sharing the gifts that they shared with me. Part of that objective, though, was to have the series cause you, the listener, to begin to honor and think about the gift givers in your life. Well, beginning this week and scattered throughout the rest of the You're a Gift series, from time to time, listeners will have the opportunity to honor their gift givers here in the You're a Gift series by being a guest gift giver. Opportunities for you to be a guest gift giver will appear on my Facebook page at Jerry Vitale Platform Speaker from time to time. So be sure to watch that page for the opportunity for you to be a guest gift giver on the You're a Gift series. And if you head over to Jerry Vitale Platform Speaker on Facebook now, you'll see a post that says Honor Your Past, and you can briefly share a gift giver in your life from a prior generation than yours, and one listener will be chosen to be the next guest gift giver on this series. Well, without further ado, I'm pleased to introduce to you the first ever guest gift giver in the You're a Gift series, Chris Whitaker. Now, I've known Chris since 2001 when she was one of the top income earners and founding consultants at Southern Living at Home. And while we can't put 13 years of the gifts she's put into my life into 5 minutes, nevertheless, today you're in for a real treat. No doubt she'll be a gift to you. Wife, mother, businesswoman, and so much more, I'm proud to call her a colleague and a friend. Chris, welcome to the series. And how about beginning by telling us a little bit about yourself?
Well, thanks, Jerry. Hi, everyone. As Jerry mentioned, my name is Chris Whitaker, and I had the pleasure of working with Jerry in Southern Living at Home and Willow House for 13 years, where I led a large team of independent consultants from all over the country. Recently, I moved into a new position as the corporate leader of field development for a fun, up-and-coming company called Alasta. At Alasta, we not only offer a really cool collection of accessories for home and outfit, we provide the opportunity for people to have auctions in their home. Alasta actually means auction in Italian. Friends are invited to come and bring a once-loved and no-longer-wanted item to share and sell. I work specifically in leadership development. It means a lot to me that I'm working with a company that values my need to work from home to be with my family, because family is everything to me. I have two sons, Dan, who is 19 and in college now, and Luke, who is 16 and just about to be a junior in high school. And my boys have grown up knowing that their mom loves to party, and I've been married to my very supportive husband, Kurt, for almost 21 years.
Chris, because you were the first one to share an egg-laying moment in the Biggest Egg I Ever Laid and Lived contest on my Facebook page, I'm donating in your name $25 to a philanthropic project of your choice. And because you were also the guest gift giver today, I'm donating another $25 in your name. So, Chris, tell us a little bit about the philanthropy of your choice.
Well, Jerry, thank you. My charity is Many Faces, One Voice, which is a grassroots social movement organization that is providing help for recovery from alcohol and drug addiction through the voices of very courageous addicts who want to tell their stories and raise awareness to the deadly epidemic that is sweeping our country. A good friend of mine fought to get help for her son's drug addiction for years. One day, about 2 years ago, she was driving to work as a visiting nurse and saw her son driving into a well-known drug-infested neighborhood. They made eye contact, and she had a feeling of helplessness as she decided not to go after him, like she had tried so many times before. That night, she received a phone call learning that her son had died from an overdose of heroin. So that day will haunt her forever. 3 weeks ago, heroin invaded my family when our cousin's 22-year-old son died from an overdose. Good kids from good families whose parents love them are dying needlessly, and I cannot imagine the pain of these mothers. So Many Faces, One Voice helps at the local level as well through activism that is often initiated by those who have lost a loved one. Thanks again, Jerry. I know this will make a difference in some way.
Well, Chris, the greatest philanthropic projects often come from a personal experience. So to hear that story and to think about how it's touched your life, it's touched the founders' lives, as it's touched all of our lives, drug addiction, alcoholism, What a great philanthropic project you've chosen. Now, Chris, a good friend of ours, Diane Mooney, shared with me once that here in life, we're all just passing around the biscuits. And I think that really sums up what the Your Gift series is all about. Just passing around good thoughts and ideas that are tasty to the soul by honoring and sharing gift givers in all of our lives. Chris, talk a little bit about a gift giver from your life, honoring them for the biscuits that they've passed to you.
Well, like you, I have had many gift givers in my life. Today, I'm choosing to share with you, though, my 16-year-old son, Luke. I've concluded that God either has a sense of humor or he creates children with a purpose to make parents better people, and that when we are challenged as parents, it just means we're growing further into who we are meant to be. I found out early that Luke was going to be a very special kid who needed my attention. When I was just 4 weeks pregnant with him, I developed complications which required me to be on bed rest for 17 weeks. I had a 2-year-old, a growing business, and I was exercising daily. Becoming idle didn't fit into my life. I was often frustrated and angry, and I felt sorry for myself, but I had no other choice. In the last 16 years, Luke has often rocked my boat, as children will, but even through his silly, ornery, and often obstinate behavior, Luke has shown resilience to be who he believes he should be. I was proud the first day of preschool when he came home and said, "Mom, I like girls." And proud of him the first day of first grade at a brand new school when I asked him to come home with the name of one new friend he made. He bounced off the bus that day, and when I asked him if he made a friend, he said, "No, Mom, I made 6 new friends."
Nice.
I remember when he decided to forge a new trail and follow his older brother to a different high school, leaving all his friends behind. Luke had big dreams and wanted to play football at a school that had won 3 state championships. He worked hard, and he worked hard at school. Football did not prove to be what he thought it would be for him, and we started to see a change with Luke. He was realizing that his dreams might not become a reality. He was invited to try wrestling, and in Luke's style, he embraced the opportunity, not letting the fact that he had never wrestled before stop him, and that he would be facing opponents who had been wrestling since they were small children, including a girl. That was a tough one. It's hard when you see your loving, courageous, adventurous, and resilient child realizing that achieving dreams aren't as easy as just saying you are going to do it. I believe I've recently received the most important gift yet from Luke. I realize he is my mirror. I faced some big challenges this year and didn't realize that my attitude and feelings about myself would be reflected back to me through him. It wasn't a good reflection. We've been healing, and now we're growing together in our faith, and we both have great dreams again. I have my new position with Alasta, and Luke's courage is shining through as he once again decided to go to a new school with a new focus, where I have no doubt that he will make a ton of new friends.
Oh, Chris, thanks. And thanks to Luke for being the gift giver who gave you and now us the idea of being resilient to be who we believe we should be through his example and his resilience for him to be who he believed he should be. And also reminding that oftentimes, our best efforts don't always pay even to a dream that we have, because achieving our dreams, our goals, are not just as easy as saying we're going to do it. We go into real life, we put those things into action, and we adjust and we change accordingly as the landscape changes with us. And Luke, thank you for the gift of reminding us that when the landscape changes, it's not a stop sign, it's just a guideline of where we need to go next. Chris, thanks so much for lending your time and talents today, for being the very first guest gift giver, and for sharing the philanthropy of your choice, Many Faces, One Voice, who are giving their efforts at recovery from drug and alcohol addiction at the local level. The website can be found over on the Facebook page. And Chris, the best to you and yours for continued joy, a purposeful life, and prosperity through wisdom. And all the listeners, head on over to the Facebook page, Jerry Vitale, Platform Speaker, and be sure to post your comment on the Honor Your Past post so that you have the opportunity to be the next guest gift giver in this series. And thank you, everyone, for listening. And never forget, you're a gift. Happy days.